Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the Imani Talks podcast. You're here with your host, Imani Talks. So let's get into our Talk Tuesday. I know it's coming in on a Wednesday. I'm just fresh back from visiting family in New York, and I'm back in Atlanta in my apartment. So happy to be recording again. And I've been dying, absolutely dying to do this episode. I gave my testimony last Tuesday. You guys saw that episode and it did really well. And I'm like so grateful for all the support I've been getting. You guys have no idea the encouragement. It means so much because it really does take a lot to really switch content formats and really switch what you've been talking about. So I've been getting a lot of support on YouTube. Thank you guys. I love you guys so much. Thank you for viewing my episodes, all of that. And when I've been posting about my walk with God on social media, it's been, you know, kind of like mixed reactions from people not really understanding it, and also some support on social media as well. But I really just wanted to address a few of the comments because it's just been a situation to where I understand where people are coming from because I never talked about God on my channels before. My podcast has never been about that. And I just want to start off by saying this. The reason that I never talked about God on my podcast or my social media before whatsoever is because I was not walking with God before. Even though I was 100% I believed and I was saved, I wasn't talking about God because I didn't want to give God a bad name. Point blank period. There are a lot of Christians that are very lukewarm. And to me, lukewarm almost does not exist. Jesus said himself, if you are not for me, you are against me. So lukewarm as a concept is really, it is non-existent because you can't be on the fence when it comes to the way that you live your life and who you're going to submit to. That's just not something that you can have much gray area on. You're either in or you're out, period. So when I was out, I didn't talk about God because I understand that people are going to take it one of two ways. Number one, if I was, for example, talking about God on my socials, but people see me out drinking, partying, do whatever I want, like I've been doing, you know, with a boyfriend, having sex, all that, they would have said, see, this is why I don't go to church. Church people are hypocrites. She out here preaching about God, but then she doing the same thing that I'm doing. You know, I don't need to go to church. That's what they're going to say. Like, they're hypocrites. It's going to fuel the fire for people to not really understand what a true Christian looks like. So that was number one. That's number one, why I didn't talk about God before. And number two, even though I had the understanding of it, I didn't talk about God before either because I didn't want to give people the impression that my life is what an actual Christian life looks like. You understand? So the same example, if I'm talking about God, but I'm out here drinking, having sex, doing all the stuff that everybody else is doing, they're looking at me like, oh, well, I don't need to change my life. I can go to church and be a lukewarm Christian just like Imani. Like, I don't need to do anything. So to me, it was all about not talking about my Christian or my beliefs in God and my salvation and me believing in him because I just did not want to give Jesus a bad name. I didn't want to give Christianity a bad name, point blank period. And I really believe that. I believe that if your walk with God is not strengthened and you are still living like the world, don't talk about God because all you're doing is giving people that are actually trying to live it a bad name. And that's why I think I got so many mixed reactions also in the comments on my social media because, you know, people were saying, well, what's the difference between a godly relationship and, you know, a godly marriage and a regular one? These so-called godly marriages be worse than the other ones. These so-called godly people be acting worse than everybody else. And I understand what they're saying because there are so many people that'll put out there that they are Christian, like I said, quote unquote, but they're very lukewarm, very much living in the world, and they still claim to be a man of God or a woman of God, and they're not living like it. And we see so much of that. I really do believe that people that really are strengthened in their walk with God and are actually living it, actually submitting to God, their whole life is in his hands. I'm not gonna say it's rare, but you don't come across it a lot. You just don't. So I understood the mixed reactions, but that was me. Like, that's why, like I said, I didn't talk about God before because I was still living in the world and I didn't want to give Christianity a bad name. But now that I have totally recommitted myself and I'm walking with God and I've submitted literally every single portion of my life to him, my money, my career, the podcast, everything that I've been doing, it's in God's hands. My relationships, every single, I've given it all to him because it's all or nothing for me. Before it was nothing and now it's all. So I just wanted to clear that up if people had a question about, well, if you were Christian this whole time and saved this whole time, why am I just hearing about it now? That's why, sis. I didn't want to give God a bad name because I wasn't living it, period. So I have a few comments that I've pulled up from, I think this is from my Instagram page, and that's where I was getting a lot of kind of pushback on the Instagram. I'm just going to go through a few of them so you guys can see what I'm talking about. So this first one says, you talk about what's not from God, but look at how you talk on your page. It's not biblical at all. See, and that's what I'm talking about. How I was talking before and how I was living before is not what I'm saying and what I'm doing right now. So this person is questioning it. Like, you're talking about God now, but you weren't before. So what I do is I responded back to that person, but let's look at what the Bible has to say. Because for me, it's not about my feelings. It's not about my emotions. It's not about anything with me. Let's look at what the Bible has to say. Because even when Jesus was tempted in the desert, after he was fasting for 40 days, and he was tempted by the devil, he went back to scripture every single time. It is written. It is written. So to combat stuff like this, let's go straight to the source. Let's go straight to the Bible. Let's see what the Bible has to say about how I was living before and how I'm living right now. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So that verse right there, and Romans is such one of my favorite books of the Bible, especially Romans 8, because as Christians, we struggle, I think, a lot with condemning ourselves. We feel like we mess up when we sin, and how can I serve God, and how can I do this, and when I was just doing this yesterday, how can, and you know, we condemn ourselves a lot with that. And it's just a tactic of the devil. It 100% is. We know that we are sinful. God knows that we're sinful. God knows that we are not perfect. He knows that we're going to mess up. And that was the whole point of Jesus Christ. That was the whole point of that. So if you're out here condemning yourself for what you did yesterday, last month, last year, it's human nature. We beat ourselves up. We're very hard on ourselves. And we tend to kind of hold on to things that we're ashamed of. And we think, I did this last year. I did this last month. How can I go in church and serve God and serve my church? And how can I go out and evangelize now? How can I tell God or people about God now when I was doing all this stuff? But Romans 8:1 tells us there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So if you weren't walking with God last year, that does not matter. It matters what you're doing right Jesus. Now. If you weren't walking with God last year, you can't hold on to that. Now there is no condemnation. Now God saves you suddenly. It's an instant. The instant you believe and you confess, you are saved. Salvation is not a process. If it was a process, that means that we have something to do with our salvation, and we know that we don't. We know that we don't. We have absolutely nothing to do with that. So you have to understand, like, God calls you out of that right now. So just addressing that comment, this is what I said back to them. I said, I know the concept of change is hard for small-minded people to understand, but it does happen. God's grace is for all. Let's keep that in mind before we speak. Because it's true. Everybody has a past. But there is therefore now no condemnation. Romans 8 is a great chapter for those of us who sometimes feel ashamed, can't let go of the past. We are new creatures in Christ, period. He washed away all of that. So let's get to what we're doing right now. Let's get to what we're doing right now. All that stuff doesn't matter, because I could easily go on my page and delete all the stuff that I was talking when I was talking about being a bottle girl, you know, the what people perceived as man bashing. I can go and delete all of that, but I'm not going to. You know why? Because it makes my story relatable. Christians are not perfect. We are saved by grace just like anybody else. Grace that we did not earn. So I'm not going to let my past hold me back from what God has called me to do right now. And I'm also not going to let people make me feel ashamed for it, because my past is a testament to God's power. My past is a testament to how God changes people. If I sit up here and act like I don't have a past, then where's the power in that? There was nothing that God had to save me from. No, I had a past and he saved me from that. And that's my testament to how God works. That's the whole premise of it. God qualifies the called. He calls you out of your sin and he qualifies you. It has nothing to do with me. Imani is not qualifying me. God is. And here's another comment. Someone said, anyone else hate it when their favorite content creators find God? Another one bites the dust. And I responded with, I've always known I would lose followers when I spoke about God, but that's okay, because those followers will be replaced by new ones. I'm not afraid of losing a follower. I will gain a whole new community. What God ordains, he will maintain. Period. But this is what the Bible has to say about that too. John 15:19, If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. This girl is literally saying anyone else hates it when their favorite content creator, you know, starts talking about God. And I'm just like, girl, I don't care. If I never speak another word on my platform that people agree with, but I know I'm talking about God, that's good enough for me. But I also know that God has called me to do it, so he will help it flourish. So I'm not even worried about it. Because like I said, what God ordains, he will maintain. God doesn't pick you out of a situation and put you somewhere. It does not provide for you. That's not the God that I serve. He provides where you are. As long as you are within his will, he's providing for that. So I know that my channel is going to flourish. I already know. And that's not me being cocky or thinking that it's me. That's God. That I know that God's gonna let my make my channel flourish. Like I don't have to worry about stuff like that. I knew that I was gonna lose followers. But you know what's so funny? I had 74K on my Instagram about a week ago. I dropped my testimony. I started talking about God. I went from 74K to 73.8. It's back at 74K. It's climbing right back up. My subscribers on YouTube have actually increased. I've gotten like hundreds of subscribers on YouTube in the past week. So really, God is increasing it. God is increasing it, and I'm not worried about it. John 15, 19, if you were of the world would love its own. Yet you are not of the world. I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Girl, I'm not worried about y'all not liking me. Never have been. First of all, that's never been my personality anyway, and I feel like that people think that now that I'm talking about God, that my personality is changing. I'm still Imani. God has cleaned up my language. I'm praying for him to give me a love for people. He's working on me with that. But I'm still Imani at the end of the day. And y'all know my personality has never been that I cared about people's opinions. Like, let's get that straight. I think if there's nothing else that you guys should understand about me is I've said it before. I'll say it again. I have not cared about someone's opinion about me since high school. I'm a grown woman, sis. I'm a grown woman. I don't care if you don't like me, boo. I lose a follower, another one gets gained through Christ Jesus. Amen. Okay, and here's the last comment I'm going to address. This person said, I like what you're saying in this video, sis, but I feel like you're contradicting your vibe. I can be wrong, but it seems anti what you've been promoting. So that just kind of goes with the whole theme of what people were saying. You know, it's like, oh, now you're talking about God. One more verse for you guys, okay? Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So just like what I was saying before, no one's going to make me feel ashamed for being a bottle girl for a few years, talking about it on social media. No one's going to make me feel ashamed about any of that stuff, because you know why? God allows you to be in certain spaces under his grace, and he will use it for his good later on as long as you are within his will. So now that I know that I'm within God's will, I think that my reach is even more than the average person, because he's allowed me and he's given me the grace to even build up this platform, not necessarily based on his will before. That's also a testament to his power, because it's saying we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. All things. So you never know. Maybe I have followers that work in the clubs right now, and this is going to be a testament to them and call them out of that life. God's reach is all over. Like, I have no idea how he's working, or even when I was working in the clubs, that could have been, who knows? I'm not going to sit here and, you know, and act like I know God's plan, but that's just the greatness of it all. He can take anything and make it for his good. If you guys aren't following me on Patreon, go ahead and follow me, because I do a verse of the day every Monday. I drop it. And this Monday, it was so like called on my heart to really just like give this message, you know, because it was something that I am personally going through because of what's going on with my social media and me changing what I'm talking about, right? So you have to understand, all the pushback that I've been getting on social media, I'm not confused by it. I knew that it was going to happen. Just like I, you know, said to that other person that commented, girl, I know I was going to lose followers. That's not a surprise for me, right? You have to understand that there are going to be people in your life that saw you grow up. Y'all, you know, went to the same school, the same hometown, whatever it is. And those would not be the people that support you. And that's even biblical. Even in Mark, they're like, this is what they're saying. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. It literally says they were offended at Jesus teaching in the synagogues, just because they're like, we know him. Like, we saw him grow up. Like, his sisters are with us. Like, he's a carpenter. Like, what? He's trying to teach us about God. And that's what I think that a lot of people, that's where they're coming from too with my social media. They're just like, girl, we know you. We knew you when you were working in the clubs. We knew you when you were saying this and saying that. And now you want to talk about God? It's biblical, hun. It's biblical. His own people didn't like him because they're just like, nah, we knew you way back when. You ain't going to talk to us about God. They were offended just because they knew him. If Jesus dealt with this, what makes you think that you're not going to deal with it? What makes me think that I'm not going to deal with it? That's why I told that girl, I was prepared for this, sis. I know I'm going to lose followers. I know that. But God will, he'll maintain it. He'll give me the increase. The followers that I lose are going to be followers that get replaced. That's all that is. I hope that I don't lose followers. My hope is that people will hear this. And even if they're not used to me talking like this, that they'll at least listen. I want to be able to be, you know, the mechanism that Jesus uses to plant a seed, at least. Like, I hope that's what my content is doing. And I pray over my content all the time that if nothing else, it just plants seeds in people's hearts. Because I understand that my followers aren't all Christians. I understand that. I understand that not everyone's going to understand. There are things that are in the Bible that people of the world won't understand just because they're in the world. Like, they don't have that spiritual awakening to even be able to understand what I'm talking about. I know that there are thousands of my followers like that. You guys have to understand, like, I have, combined on all my social media, I have, like, over 500,000 followers. So I understand that there are going to be people that, a lot of people that just don't, like, plainly don't understand. But I just hope that, and I pray that my platform is just at least planting a seed. If I say something that people just can't forget, like they question it so much that now they have to look it up. Now they're going to a Bible. They're asking people about it. Even if they're just listening to one more episode, I just hope that it just plants a seed, because that's all I can do. And that's all my responsibility is. But I definitely just want to leave you guys with this encouragement, because I definitely have been encouraged just through reading my Bible and the Word and what it says about what Jesus has gone through, what I should expect. Romans 5:3, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. So there are just things that you have to just sit back and really just spend some time with God and just read and be like, okay, this is why I'm going through this. Okay, this is what I should expect. But you have to glory in the tribulations, because testing of your faith produces patience. And we understand that tribulation produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character hope. Romans 5:3. So I just really want to encourage everyone and just, you know, give you guys a little background about what's been going on, and you know, just to keep pushing, like just to keep pushing, just keep it moving forward. So don't get discouraged if you feel like, man, I feel like I'm the only one saying this. I'm the only one doing this. People don't support me, you know, whatever the case may be. There are just people in your life that don't want to see you level up. They don't want to see you change. They don't want to see you doing better than them. And that's just life. That's just life. What can you say? But I'm praying for everyone out there. You guys keep me in your prayers as well. But honestly, my countenance, my everything has been so up. It has been. Like, I've just had such a peace over how God is handling my channel. But yeah, so episode out this Friday. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Like and comment on this post, please. I just want you guys to be a part of the community. And I promise you, this Friday, the episode is out because it's already uploaded and just waiting. And yeah, so thank you guys for watching. I will see you guys later. Bye.